We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Mafkin Peiros Eitz Chaveroi. Someone gives his friend Peiros for safekeeping to watch. Afilo Hein Avudim, even if they're getting destroyed, like by mice, Rashi says, or getting rotten, Lo Yigaber, don't touch it. That's the Tanakh says, don't touch it. This guy's Peiros. Don't touch them. You sell in front of a bezdin, because you're saving the bialim money. It's like being meishav aveda. The thing is getting lost. You want to help him out, so therefore you sell it. So the Gemara, what's pshat in Tanakhama? My timer, what's pshat in Tanakhama? Says you shouldn't touch it. L'chayra, the bialim would be happy. You're saving him his parents. Omer Rav Kahana, Odom roitzev a kav shaloi, metisha kav shachaveray. And the pashut lashon sounds like if a person might have one kav and it's his. Then 10 kavim shachaveiroi. So he has his peiros here, which Ravos said it grew on his land. He likes his tomatoes. He wants his tomatoes, even if it's much less. Being out to get someone else's tomatoes. If he doesn't want you to sell it, I want to even save a little bit of my tomatoes and not have my friend's tomatoes. Reitza adam mekav shaloi. That's pshat number one. Nachum Yitzchak Omar chashin shema oson hamafged truma omaiser amokemachem. A different problem. The reason why he shouldn't sell it is because the mafkid thinks that his payers are stolen by the person who's watching it, and therefore he says in his mind that I want that to be truma umaisa on my tavel I have over here. I don't care about that right now. Let him watch it. Let's go to Kohen eventually or to the lady. And here, meanwhile, I want that to become truma umaisa on this. Now, if I sell that, you can't sell it. It's not chul anymore. It's truma umaisa. The thing that's being watched is really truma umaisa, and therefore he can't just sell it. We're worried that the bialim made it into truma umaisa, and that's why you shouldn't sell it. That's Pshat Tanakhama. I twice has asked, even though we know as a din that chaverim, which are people who are very makar truma umaisa, they're not terim shlemin amukav. It has to be right here, right next to you when you take up truma umaisa. So twice's answer is different terutzim, but umaisa here, he'd rather have the isra shlemin amukav than not having truma umaisa. So he wants to take truma umaisa, therefore he does it this way. It's one of the ayin twice's different terutzim to this kasha. We have over here two pshatim in our Mishnah. Why Tanakam Zalegabem? Either pshat is based on Makav Shaloi, or because maybe the mafgid, the one who gave the Paris, made it Truma Meiser. Meisve, a mafgid Paris, it's a chaveira, raise a liga behem. You shouldn't touch it. Lafikach, zok the Bryce Lafikach, Balabais, oisa oison Truma Meiser Makamacha. Because you're not allowed to touch it, therefore, the owner could assume that it's still around. And he can make a Truma Meiser on Makamacha because no one's touching it. So Mishnah Rav Kahana is good. Hiding Tonel Fikach. Rav Kahana says that the Shomer shouldn't touch it. Why not? Because Reitz Adam Kav Shaloi. So therefore the Bialim could make it Hektish. Ela Rav Nachma Yitzchak, my Lafikach. What's Lafikach? That is the reason why you can't sell it because he made a Truma Meiser. What came before, a chicken or the egg? You can't say, you're allowed to take a Truma Meiser. Why? Because he's not allowed to touch it. Why is he not allowed to touch it? Because he's taking a Truma Meiser. So it doesn't make sense, Lafikach. What's going on here? My Lafikach. My answer is Hachkamar. Hashadomar Bonn Lenazvin, the Chashinon, now that the Rabbanon said you shouldn't sell because the Choshesh, maybe the Balabas took off Truma Meiser, the Fikach Balabais is on Truma Meiser, Amakamacha. Therefore, the Balabais started to take off Truma Meiser, Amakamacha. So, what's tomorrow's Tarets? We can read Rashi. Hashdom Rabbanon Lays 7, the Chashin and Shema, Hosan Amafka Truma, Sareim Cheshon Nimkuru, Vaisa is a Balabais. The Balabais can make, so it's Toshver, he had to answer the Kasha. So, Rabbi Peretz asked this question, he wants to know how he answered the Kasha. And Rabbi Peretz explains like this. It started this way, that really l'chatchila, the Bialim shouldn't make Truma Meisa, because the Shomer might sell it. So that was the chatchila shouldn't take off Meisa. Meisa, people were doing it, some people were doing it, either they didn't listen, or b'shaygig. So now, because people are doing it, we made a takana that the Shomer shouldn't touch it. And now, the Shomer shouldn't touch it, now you can be Shomer l'chatchila to take off Truma Meisa, because probably it's still around, because l'maisa is not allowed to touch it. So that's what comes out. So now we still have these two pshatim in our Mishnah, Rav Kahana's pshat and Rav Nachum Yitzchak's pshat and Mishnah. What's pshat in Tanakhama? Om Rav Abachana Rav Yechanon, machloikis pekadechis reinon. The whole machloikis in Tanakhama, if it's touch it or not, is only if it's going to lose its value, the normal amount, which Rashi says is 4.5 kavin liqor. That's the normal amount where something goes down. It goes down in value. It's like a certain amount, the 10-15%, that's how much it goes down. If it's getting ruined even more than the normal, everyone agrees that you sell a bezdin. So the Gemara says like this: Rav Nachman Yitzchak vaday pligi. He was so arguing Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman says you can't sell it at all. Why not? Because maybe it became truma mice or something else. So what's the difference if it's a big loss or a little loss? You can't sell it. You know what you can't sell it? Maybe it's truma mice. So he definitely argues Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Kahana milay me pligi. He argues with Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says reitzol mekav shloi. Maybe it's only reitzol mekav shloi when it's normal loss. When it's a bigger loss, he agrees to sell it. So that's Mar's question. Me pligi. Only if it's a normal amount of loss, of value. He can't say that. He said, Rav Kana's words clearly said, he'd rather have one kav rather than nine kav of chaveri. So clearly, he's rather have even a huge loss as long as he has his own kav. That's just a guzma v'alma. So the bottom line is, we're saying Rav Yechon, Rav Chana, but Rav Yechon could shtim with Rav Kana, but definitely does not shtim with Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says that he never could sell because he worried maybe it's Truma Meiser. Meisvei. So let's take a look at this Brisa. Meisvei. Lefikach. Meisvei. It says in the Brisa, Lefikach, Balbais, Oisoison, Truma, Umaisa, Malkamacha. That Lemaisa, since he can't touch it, so the Balbais can make it Truma, Meisa, Malkamacha. So let's say you learn like Rav Yechanan, it has to be Tol Gedei Chasroinon, you can't touch it. Therefore, the Baal Bos can make Chuma Maisa. Velechash Doma Havel Yosef Chasroinon, how do you let him make a Chuma Maisa? Maybe you're worried that maybe it'll end up having a bigger loss, and they sold it, Zavinu. So how could the owner make that Chuma Maisa on the stuff he has at home? Maybe it was sold. But Ka'ochel Tveilam, he lands up eating Tavel in his house, because he thinks he took off Chuma Maisa by making the stuff at the Shomer Chuma Maisa. Maybe that was sold, because the loss was bigger than Chasroinon. Marant, you don't have to worry about that. It's not shchiach to have a loss more than the normal. It's not normal. It's not a normal thing to happen. Therefore, you don't have to worry about it. You could take off your mindset confidently, knowing that it didn't go down less than value. Great thing, Gemara. But in a case where it did go less than value, mishtachi, my mizvaninu. Well, if it went down less, so he said, according to Rechon, you could sell it. What in your mindset? Maybe the guy took off Chuma Maisa on it, made it Chuma Maisa. How can I sell it? It is Chuma Maisa. The Gemara says you're right. But let's read inside. So the Gemara, you're right. When he sells it, the value goes down so much, when he sells it, you sell lekahanim in the price of chuma. You sell it at a cheaper price, because maybe it's chuma. You sell it to kahanim, and they have to eat it with higher, just in case. And this way, you sell for the less. You're still saving something. But Lamaisa, so that's what Rav Yechon holds. Now, Rav Nachman Yitzchak held, you're never allowed to sell it because of this reason. So why don't you say the same thing, just sell it to Kahanim? That's the Gemara's kasha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Pshat in the Tanakhama is you don't sell it. Even when it's less than Yechon, you don't sell it. Why not? Because you never sell it. If you're Nachman Yitzchak, you never sell it. Why not? Because it's maybe Chuma Maisa. What's the big deal? Just sell it to Kahanim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Navi, Nezvin, the Kahanim, Be'er Chuma. So, Kedemar Bahab Pligi, the Rabbi Achana Sava. When it happens, when is it happened that's shchiach? If it happens, it happens. It doesn't happen often, and by that time it happened. So and since it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen right away either. Therefore, in a case where it's going to become less than Kedei Chesroinon, the value, by that time already, the Baal HaBos already made a Truma Maisa. He doesn't wait so long to take care of his Tevel. So by that time that he's ready to sell it, it's a sure Truma Maisa already. Hilkoch, ki avalu yoyse Mekdei Chesroinon asvinu l'kahanam v'ei Truma. You sell it v'tamei Truma. Which means like this. According to Rav Chana of Yechon, the only time you sell it is only when it reaches a certain level of losing value. And according to this Vandiyama, it's not Shchiach. And therefore, it doesn't happen right away. By that time, you could be pretty sure that the Baal HaBos took off already the Chuma. And now the only problem is, I can't sell it to a regular person, so I sell it to a kohen. What's the problem for Nachman Yitzchak? It's a different problem. Nachman Yitzchak Savar, Yosef Mekdei Chesroinon Mishkashichi. It's very common to go down a value very quickly. V'chihavalu la'altahavalu. It happens right away. V'yamrit nizvinu. If you say to sell it to a kohen, or you sell it at all, even to a kohen, Sometimes zimna nekodem umazvlu. You're going to sell it before the Baal Bayis had a chance to even make a truma. V'chi avalu Baal Bayis truma ma'isa amokim achar, when he takes truma ma'isa from what's by the shomer on something else, lo yoda dezavna. He doesn't know that it was sold. V'ka ochlin tfalim. Turns out he's eating tevel. So according to Menachem Yitzchak, you can't sell it m'manav shach. You can't sell it because maybe it's truma ma'isa. Now, why don't you sell it to a kayin? Because we're scared you're going to sell it before, you're going to sell it before the Baal Bayis took off Chuma, and he's still going to take off Chuma, and then he's going to eat Tevel. Therefore, you leave it the way it is. That's where you leave it. Just leave it the way it is. Not the Maravaita. Meitzvah. So we have really Machlaikas. So if Nachman Yitzchak holds, you don't touch it at all, no matter what, even after the Yechasarinam. Rabbi Yechon holds that if it reaches more of a normal loss, then the halach is you should sell it by then, Lekuli Yama. He said, everyone agrees, by Morgan Yechasarin, you sell it. Meisvei, Hamafka Peres Yitzchaveiro, someone gives Peres to his friend as a Shmira. Verakivoi, and it started rotting. Yayin, he gave the person wine to watch. Vehichmitz, and it started turning into vinegar. Shemen, Vehivish, he had Shemen, and it got spoiled. Dvash, Vehidvish, he gave him Dvash, and it got hard. Don't touch it, even though it has a loss here. Just leave it the way it is. Do a takana and sell it. And when you sell it, don't sell it to yourself. Sell it to other people because the people will be chayish to you that you're just making up a story. You want to get it, so you're selling it to yourself. So same idea that you don't want people to be chayish to you is by gabit tzedakah. When a Gavit Tzedakah changes in the money, he shouldn't change it into himself. He should do it to someone else. Gavit Tzedakah, non she'in lehem aniyim, l'chalek, he doesn't have aniyim to give out the money to. Parton l'achem, ain't parton l'atzman. He should change the money. I guess he wants to change the money. The prutas nechoshes might get, if it's going to be sitting around a long time, it's going to get rusty. So what you do is, you trade it in for kesef. Now, you trade him for yourself a kesef, you might take yourself a good deal, or people think you're taking a good deal for yourself. Therefore, you do it to other people, you traded him for kesef to other people, not yourself. Gabi Tzedak was not chain lemanim lechalek, part machayim and part ma'atzman. The same thing by Gabi Tamchui, someone's collecting food, was not chain lemanim lechalek, there's no one to give out the food to. Merch lechayim, he sells the food to other people, merch lechayim, sells it to himself. But like upon him, what do you see from this price? That there's a man, the Amo holds that lo yiga behem, even when it's yosef b'dei chesroinon, because yayin v'hichmitz, shemen v'hivish, dvash v'hidvish, these things pashtus are yosef b'dei chesroinon. Zok the Gemara inside. Tani miyas, peris v'rekivoy, my lav, afilu, isn't peris and getting ratten more than yosef b'dei chesroinon, sounds like? Lo, b'dei chesroinon, means b'dei chesroinon, so it's not a kasha. Because the kasha was, you see that someone holds that even when yosef b'dei chesroinon, you don't sell it. So the kasha of yechana. No, teris was less than b'dei chesroinon. Break the Gemara, v'ha'yayin v'hichmitz, and shemen v'hivish, dvash v'hidvish. These are all things, yosef chesroinan, because they're spoiled already. Zok the Gemara, n'noshani hani, kim to come. Once the yayin reaches chaymitz, it stays where it is, it doesn't get worse. There's no point in selling it. Shemen v'hivish also, doesn't get worse. And dvash v'hidvish also, there's no point in selling it. And still, Rav Shimon, the Chum hold, that you could sell it. We'll see why you're selling it. It's not going any further. But first the Gemara asks, if you're selling it, what are you doing with it exactly? Shemen v'hivish, shemen, they got spoiled, vash v'hivish, that's they got hard. Lamai chazi, what's it right for? Bishlam me yayin v'hichmitz, we understand why it's chazi for. It's good for chayim, it's people in the vinegar. What are these right for? So my answer is, shemen chazi l'gildai. Shemen is good for people who want to smear the leather hides. They want to smear with this shemen, it's very good for it. Even shemen that gets spoiled, even you know, can eat it, but it's very good to use for hides. Dvash is the ktisha, the gamli. The dvash, the hard honey, is very good for the back of the gomel to oil the back of the gomel with dvash because if it gets scratched up, it's very good for it and makes it soft. So therefore, you can use it for something. And the chum say, you sell it that. Now the chum, why are you selling it? The ma'aseh, if it's not getting any worse, why are you selling it? The chum, erim, oislam tekona merchem bezda, ma'ay tekan tavlo. What's the big tekona you're doing for the owner? Or ravash the kakanim. Because the jugs that it's in, that will get worse as it sits in it. They'll ruin the jugs. And therefore, it's good to sell it. So what's the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rameyer? What's the machlokes? The Lechayer Rameyer is maskim by Yosef Chesroinan was saying that you do sell it. So what's the machlokes? Beer machlokes. The Masav will have some Meru B'Choshu, will have some L'Choshu. You're not worried about Hefsemuot, for example, the case of Kankanim or the case of recovering peiros, there where it's less than a seren, you don't worry about the small kilkel. You don't worry about that. And but ma'asav afil have some more than amichosh. The chacham, you are worried about have some more, and that's the mevir machlekes Rav Meir and the chacham. So the bottom line is, we have over here a mishnah that says machlekes if you sell it or not, and we have two pshat why you don't sell it, either because people want kav shaloi or because it might have became truma. Then we have Rabbi Yochanan who limited in machlekes. Is dafka b'kedeches reinon? Don't you sell it? But everyone agrees if it's going bad more than kedeches reinon, you should sell it right away to stop. To stop the bleeding and to stop the loss. You sell it right away. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. We had a few kashas, but we answered all the kashas, and the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you sell it.